Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at HoopBallPels is the show post-game. So the Pelicans took on the Golden State Warriors, as you can tell probably from my disdain, not very good result. So it was one of those games that we needed to come out and win. It was pretty much a must-win. You know, we talked about it on yesterday's show that if we were going to have a chance at making the play-in, we need to beat the Warriors. Instead, what we saw was not that. The complete opposite result, actually. We fell to the Warriors, and Steph Curry went off, as did Draymond Green. So, less than ideal. We also had a gimmicky broadcast, which, I don't know, I suppose I had mixed results. It was the Marvels... Well, the Marvel crossover, the Arena of Heroes, it was called. So what we saw was a fair bit of fanfare overlaid on the broadcast. It actually spiced up the ESPN broadcast. It's pretty dry. But what we saw was Iron Man floating around, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, a whole heap of different guys, Captain America, all featured on there. We had some comic book-like overlay on the scoring, the names of the guys competing for the Arena of Heroes champion. By scoring hero points, they showed up. There was three on each side. It was nice. It was a bit of fun. Mixed it up a little bit. Took away, the sting of losing so badly to the Warriors. Purely because it was distracted by all the little flashing lights and smoke trails coming off the Zion airballs and Lonzo airballs and B.I. missed shots. So, it was tough. Where to begin? So we had that. That was a bit of fun. I have no issue with the Arena of Heroes ESPN2 broadcast. I thought it was a little bit fun, as I said. Unfortunately, we didn't get the result, 123-108 at home, and we're running out of home games now. Big game for Stephen Curry. He dropped 41 on the night. Draymond Green had 10, 13, and 15 triple-double in assists, 15 assists that is, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 4 of 5 shooting, and he was named the inaugural Arena of Heroes champion, and he gets to now go and fight with the Avengers. So hopefully that starts from tomorrow and we don't see him. He gets called up immediately. Fingers crossed. He just pipped Steph Curry at the post. I think by 1 point or something in the end. But alas, our guys didn't even fire a shot. We had some runs. Don't get me wrong. And we'll get into that in a second. But notable scoring for us, Zion Williamson, who was recruited by Captain America. He had 32 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist. We got to see the star of the Winter Soldier. Well, the Falcon and Winter Soldier. What's his name? Anthony Mackie. He jumped on there and he chatted about what it was like to play the Falcon. And I'm not going to spoil anything about anything else to do with that show in case you want to watch it. Because it's quite good if you're a Marvel fan, as I am. He was really, really good. He's actually a Louisiana native, so it was good to see that he was a good Pels fan as well. And we thoroughly enjoyed his input at halftime. He was loving it. And talked about dunking on Richard Jefferson's head, which, you know, the way he carries on a little bit, I don't mind if he was going to do that. So maybe a bit of one-on-one would be okay. The other two guys that were recruited, we had Brandon Ingram, who was recruited by Black Widow. He had 19 points, and Lonzo Ball, who was recruited by Iron Man, 7 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, bit of everything, but 3 of 18 shooting, 16%, 1 of 9 from three. He was average. He was average at best. And it was one of those nights where it was just disappointing. You know, we came out the gates, got blown out the water from the get-go. 39 points in the first quarter to 21. We just didn't even look like firing a shot. Second quarter, we started dragging it back, 33 to 27. You know, and it got back. In the third quarter, at one point, it was back to 6. And all of a sudden, we thought, well, hang on, let's keep going. Instead, we decided not to keep going and proceeded to lose that quarter 29 to 26 and then drew the last quarter 28 to 28. And I think that first quarter deficit was just too big in the end. I mean, Steph Curry, he shot 14 of 26, 8 of 18 from 3. Wiggins was good, had 26. He was recruited by the Black Panther. He was one of the guys competing. Draymond Green had Doctor Strange, and then Steph Curry was Captain Marvel's pick. So all a bit of fun with all that sort of stuff, besides the fact that they towed the Pelicans up. Like I said, Draymond Green had a triple-double. Our guys, if we go over to the box score, Zion, he had 32, Ingram 19, Bledsoe 11, Billy got the start again over Steven Adams, he's not still injured, 10 and 7. Najee Marshall was solid with some really good defense. And he was honestly, he was a bit of a difference maker against Curry in that third quarter where we went on the run, or second quarter, I think. We dragged it right back and Lonzo hit a big three. And then we just didn't go back to it. We kept throwing Bledsoe at him, who just had no idea what he was doing. And I don't try to get critical on the guys as much as I probably previously have, but jeepers. We just didn't look interested at all. It looked like the whole team just didn't care. They were like, oh, well, if we win, we win. If we don't, well, we don't. We take them on again. Well, it's not really good enough at this point. If you want to play for this play and you want to play for 10th and, you know, not throw the throw in the towel and tank or anything like that, and I don't say that we should, you've got to have a crack, and it starts on a defensive end. You can't let Stephen Curry shoot more threes than your entire team. I mean, he hit, 8 of 18 from 3 for our whole game. For the whole team, we hit 5 three-pointers. So it's embarrassing. You know, they hit 17 three-pointers. We know they shoot threes. It's not a new thing, and we couldn't chase them off the three-point line. It was just disappointing, honestly. Turnovers were an issue. We had 16. I'd like to know how many were live ball turnovers. I mean, if you ever look at the points off turnovers, they got 29 to our 17 off their 14 turnovers. You know, 29 points off turnovers, it's a killer. You start behind the eight ball before you even get going. One discrepancy, I mean, they had 28 fouls to our 8, which is something I don't think I've ever seen a discrepancy that big, but it just wasn't very good. Our offensive rebounding was good. We had 13 to their 5, but we didn't capitalize. And you can have 3 or 4 shots and then just not get anything out of it. We didn't move the ball. We really didn't show any effort on defense. And honestly, we didn't deserve to win it. We didn't. And we can beat around the bush as much as we want, but the numbers are there. It didn't pass the eye test at all, and there's got to be some accountability by the players. It honestly has to be. I know Zion said in the after training on the day off, he said, in the press conference, he said, we've got to make it our own. You know, we've got our fate in our own hands. You need to go and execute, and it's only up to those guys. Well, it is. It's up to the team. It's up to the team and the coaching staff. There's nothing else they can do. Once the players are out there, you can move people around, you can put people in and out, but you've got to show effort. It's one thing that the coaches can't give you is effort. You need to come in with the mentality that you're going to have a crack. You know, we have a look at the shot attempts. 18 for Lonzo. He shot 3 of 18 and he just kept launching them all day. It was bizarre how many shots he wanted to take when he just... It was like a lid on the ring for him. 24 shots for Zion to get to 32. We don't see that very often, but still 50% shooting, which is pretty good. Brandon Ingram had 11 shots for the whole game. James Johnson had 10 shots. You're the second guy. And you're the outside guy. You're the guy that needs to bail Zion out and take a bit of the load off. And you shoot 11 shots for the whole game. It's just not good enough. It looks lazy. It's honestly what it looked like. He just went through the motions. You know, he got picked by Black Widow and he wasn't happy with that. And I don't know if he was or not, but all conjecture at this point. But that's what it looked like. He just didn't care about it. He didn't care about the game whatsoever, and it was disappointing. It was really disappointing to see because he's one of our leaders. He's one of our, well, he's meant to be our other all-star. And, hopefully tomorrow he comes out and has a bigger game because getting towed up by Andrew Wiggins doesn't sit right with me. You know, he had 26 points himself.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This Toscano Anderson, who I never even heard of, had 14 points off the bench. Like, what is happening? They have one good player in Steph Curry, and then they've got Draymond Green, who's really good at passing for a power forward. I mean, not to take away, there's a triple-double. It's very impressive. But he's not as talented as some of the guys we have on our list. And they towed us up. They absolutely did. Frustrating to say the least. To barely scrape 100, 108, you know, it's embarrassing to give that up. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're at 29 wins, 36 losses. They're at 33-32. You want to drag back on these teams and try to get into the play-in, but when the chips are down, we just go home. And when something works, all of a sudden we change it. You go on a 21-6 run, get the game back to 6 points, and then we go back to stop passing the ball. We go and play more hero ball. That's not what happened. That's not what works. And as soon as we stopped, they started beating us again. I don't know. It's so frustrating. And, you know, we're chasing the Spurs as well. Jazz belted the Spurs 110-99. The whole game, they belted them. We can't rely on other teams to do our dirty work for us. Got to take... You got to take the game on. You got to take the rest of the season on and have a crack. Otherwise, we might as well just get 30 minutes of Najee Marshall, Wenyen Gabriel, Kyra can have a run, Jackson, and all the other guys might as well just watch. Because if you don't want to have a crack, what's the point? You know, the three teams have already been eliminated from playoff contention or even playing contention. You know, they can't get in. Us and Sacramento are the only ones that are still there. So, why? Why don't we show a bit of heart? Have a crack. It's disappointing. But anyway, enough of my rant. Before I go to my key takeaways, as always, I'd like to thank the sponsors. Manscaped.com. Use the code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. They'll give you 20% off and free shipping over at their website. Go and check them out. And, of course, mybookie.ag. If you want to do your sports betting, go and do it over there. And listen to Today in Sports Betting as well with my mate Devin. Devin Ellington, he has been doing some fantastic work over there with the team. So go and listen, because all they do is win. If we had the copyright for that song, I would play it, but we do not. So I don't want to get in trouble with Apple. So anyway, regardless, go and check them out as well. Go and check out hoop-ball.com as well, guys, because there is heaps going on over there. I know you're probably your fantasy seasons are ending up, but if you've got dynasty leagues or dynasty leagues, as they say, go and check it out, because they're giving you some hints and tips as to who to go after. There's heaps of stuff on over there. The betting's over there. The daily fantasy. Those guys are absolutely killing it as well. Go and check that out. Some fantastic analysts over there. So just go and support HoopBall. Go and check it out. You got a free afternoon. Go and spend it on that website. Go and get in the forums. We'll all respond. Get in the Discord group. There's heaps going on in there as well. It's always good fun. Okay. So, back to it. My key takeaways. Key takeaway number one. We need to win. We can't lose games like this. We can't. If the intention is, and you know, all the way along we've said the play-in is this pass mark. If we want to get to pass mark, so we just want to get to a C grade. That's it. Just enough to say, yeah, okay, we had a season. You need to win these games. You need to come out tomorrow and slap the Warriors around. I don't want Curry to score 100 points over two games. He doesn't need to drop another 40-piece or 50-piece or 60-piece on us. Make it hard for him. Put a body on him. And if that's throwing Najee Marshall at him, if that's throwing Lonzo Ball at him, do it. Because the length troubles him a little bit more. And you know, Najee, he brings energy. Lonzo's great defender. Put him on him. Make him chase him around. Make other people beat you. Because 40 from Steph is just too much. Particularly when there are those back-breaking threes where we let him roll the ball all the way up the court. He pick it up, one dribble, and then shoot it. We can't have that. Put the full court pressure on him. Just do it. You know how annoyed he'd be if you had someone every time he touches the ball, you put a body on him? Makes it a lot more difficult. And it wears him out too. We got a heap of guys on the bench that could just theoretically rotate through, you know, put Wes on him. Put these different guys, these long guys that make it difficult for him. He's one guy. We have a whole team of guys with a bit of length. Just rotate through him. We're not going to get beaten by Toscano Anderson every single game. Kevon Looney is not going to beat us. Jordan Poole is not going to beat us. Mulder is not going to beat us. Bazemore is not going to beat us. Wiggins will try, but he can't beat us by himself. Steph Curry's the guy that beats you. 41 points and 8 assists. A plus 19 on the night. It's unbelievable. So, we need to work that out. That's something that we really do. Key takeaway number two. Najee needs to be re-signed. We need to throw him a proper contract, and he needs to stay with us because he is fantastic. I have a lot of admiration for his journey, the way he has battled, the way he's improved even in season. His three-point shot has been really good overall, particularly for a team that needed a bit of bench depth. He took his opportunity by the hand and he ran with it. Now the guy gets some proper minutes. You know, he started a few games and I could not be happier for him. So re-sign Najee Marshall before anyone else, I will say. And that's probably a big statement, seeing there's Lonzo and Josh Hart that need it as well. But throw him some money because he's earned it. He's the exact sort of player we need and the exact right guy for the culture. Does a bit of everything, brings the heat, good. Key takeaway number three. This offseason is going to be interesting. We're going to be working out, I suppose we alluded to it a little bit before, who's getting money? Who are we keeping? What do we need? What do we need around Zion? And I suppose what do we need around Brandon Ingram, and can they coexist? I think they can. We've talked about this. I think Brandon Ingram has done a great job in adapting his game to play with Zion. But beyond those two, we need to have a good defender. We need a ball-handling point guard that isn't always looking to throw it up the court. While sometimes it's good with Lonzo, sometimes it's not. And he rushes and he tries to do a little bit too, make it a little bit too cute. And it's not criticism of him, because I've been a pretty big fan of Lonzo, particularly since he started playing well. Fair weather fan I am. But we need to prioritize team building. And team building on a timeline that suits where we're at. So 3 more years of Zion before he becomes restricted free agent. B.I.'s already on his max. He's got 5 years. The issue is, you start chewing into cap space when you start having to extend guys. At the moment, there's a whole heap of rookie contracts and expiring deals and stuff like that that we can move. Theoretically, there's a whole heap of picks and the like that we can move to team build. That's got to be a real focus this offseason, in moving those draft picks, particularly if they're the Lakers ones and Lakers somehow win a championship or something and make their way back up the top. Otherwise, we need to work out what we're doing. And I don't think it's throw the baby out with the bathwater and rebuild from scratch. I think we need to carry on like that. I think there's some really good pieces there. The issue is we need some really solid vets. We need a good culture. And perhaps we need a bit of help. We need some shooting. We do. I know I've talked about spacing previously on here. I said, it's a bit difficult. But when Steven Adams doesn't play particularly, it's even more cluttered in there than when he does, because he knows how to move in and out, whereas the other guys are still learning a little bit, despite them playing really well in recent games. It's tough, and the Warriors are a good side. You know, I don't think their schedule really reflects, or their standing, sorry, really reflect how good of a side they are, and I think it reflects how stacked the West is, but we've got to do something. But anyway, I was going to keep this one fairly short because we do take the Warriors on again tomorrow. No more Arena of Heroes. We'll see what happens with them. We've got to make some adjustments. It's a quick turnaround. Still at the Smoothie King Center from all reports. I don't think we go on the road trip yet. But anyway, we've got to take them on. So, I'm going to leave you with that. I'm Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Pelican Scoop. Mask up. Look after yourselves. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.